simply expand just as the vibration of light or air expands, but we do not know where it ends. The Nectar of Devotion teaches us the science of loving every one of the living entities perfectly by the easy method of loving Krishna. We have failed to create peace and harmony in human society, even by such great attempts as the United Nations, because we do not know the right method.
We see, example is, it's like there is air vibration. What are vibration? The radio message. In one place, the vibration is made, and it goes like waves. It expands very quickly, within a second, it expands 7 times the earth. So far we have heard. Or, if you throw one stone on the lake, they become a circle. And the circle will expand unless it goes to the limit. So, our loving propensity is there, and it should expand. Ultimately, it should reach the lotus feet of the Lord. Then it will be perfect. So, this is being explained. The Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Our love for Krishna is there already. But it is being choked up by material condition. I want to love, but some blind leader, he comes, he says that you love your this country, your society, humanity, and you love your society, but you cut throat from another society. This is why. Because it is imperfect, one side they are teaching, love your nation and cut the throat of another. So, this kind of love, this kind of loving propensity will not be ever satisfied. We shall always remain unsatisfied. Because this is activism. The same example. If you want to love, then you have to pour water on the root of the tree. Then you will love that. Otherwise, if you manufacture so many ways of love, then certainly he'll be confused and frustrated. Why don't you sit down here? Come on. Yes. Go on.
The method is very simple, but one has to understand it with a cool head. The Nectar of Devotion teaches all men how to perform the simple and natural method of loving Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you learn how to love Krishna, then it is very easy to immediately...
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krito ho. Shuddha sabde vishas suvira nishchar. So, we elevated to the transcendental platform of loving service of the Supreme Lord. There is a process. The process is that as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Sattamana Prasa Yogam Junyan Madhasa. This is the process. You have to increase your attachment for Krishna. This yoga system is your favorite. How to increase your love for Krishna? That is not very difficult. That's like this Archan, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parvati Vanam. These are the different processes how to increase your attachment for Krishna. The attachment of Krishna is there, but by Savanadi Shuddha Chitta Karaya. Nitya Shuddha Krishna Bhakti Shaddha Kavunar. Savanadi Shuddha Chitta Karaya. Everyone has got love for Krishna. It is not artificial thing. Everyone has got. Otherwise, how these Europeans and American boys and girls getting to this principle? Why they are mad after Krishna? Because it was there. It is not artificially, you cannot measure. It is not possible. Artificially, you cannot make a strong devotee of Krishna. That is not possible. Artificial 1 day, 2 day, 3 days, then go there. Just like it has become in our country. Our love is now for material happiness, poverty, for the last 2,000 years or above 1,000 years, India was foreign subjugated. So, they are now thinking that somewhere or other if we can become like American skyscraper buildings, our life will be successful. So they are artificial now. They are killing their own culture and trying to imitate. This is artificial. But this artificial way, one cannot be happy. They will be frustrated. That's why Americans have become frustrated. They have got a lot. What is the skyscraper buildings in Bombay? They have got 100 times skyscraper buildings in New York. 100 times. And what is this skyscraper? Say, 20 stories, there are 104 white stories. When I first went to New York, I saw one building, Empire State. Yes, it was 102 stories. Now there are others that increased to 104, five. So, but why? These American boys are frustrated. Their father, their grandfather have got enough money, enough skyscraper building, but they are not satisfied. They don't want to work like their father and grandfather. They have left. I have got many students, my disciples. Their father is a very rich man, industrialist, lawyer, but they don't like. So this kind of so-called happiness will never satisfy us. The real happiness which is within our loving propensity for Krishna, that has to be real. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Shaddha Kavuno. It is not by artificial means one becomes a devotee of Krishna. That is not possible. Nobody can become a lover, a devotee of anyone else by artificial, unless there is some natural tendency. So that natural tendency to love Krishna is there in anyone's heart. So our Krishna consciousness movement is how to invoke that natural tendency to love Krishna. That is all. And how is this possible? Savanadi Shuddha Chitta Karayuto. Savanadi Shuddha Chitta. Savanadi means this process. Just like you have come here, you are hearing about Krishna. This is the process. You may be illiterate, you may be rich, or you may be poor, whatever you may be. It doesn't matter. Please come, sit down and hear. But in the hearing process, there is so many impediments, Maya. Just like people are coming here to hear, but there has been impediment. Because our lift is being too much used, the lift supply is cut off. Maya is always there. They spend electric energy in so many ways. That is not lost. But people who are coming for half an hour and 1 hour, gentlemen, no electricity will be spoiled. This is more. Maya is always after this checking process. So we have to fight against the Maya. Then it comes. That fighting determination must be there. Mamiva Prabhadanti. Maya may come. One must be determined. The Maya may check my progress in Krishna consciousness, but I must fight my determination. What? Dhirabhuta. Bhajante maam dhirabhuta. That is what. All right, let me do all right. Not. That's all right. Let me do my bit. No. One must be very serious. Dhirabhuta. Dhirabhuta and firmly convinced. These things require to revive your Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it is very easy. Samanadi Suddha Siddhi Karayuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when there was discussion about sadhana and sadhana, what is the aim of life and what is the process of achieving that aim of life. This discussion was made between Navananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was questioning and Navananda Rai was replying. So the first reply was given by Ramananda Raya. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, what is the goal of life? And what is the process to reach the goal of life? Very nice question. Ramananda Raya replied, Varnasama Charvata Purusena Parasama Vishnu Aradhati Pumishan Nanna Tattu Sukara. He immediately replied that a human being must first of all come to the standard of varnasrams. Four varnas and four asrams. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra and Brahmachari, Grihastha. Unless they come systematically, life on these principles, they are animals. They are not human beings. That was our Indian Vedic civilization. Now they are manufactured, they are Indian. Yatama tatapa. You can manufacture your own way. You will be satisfied. This is India. So many, you can see in Bombay, so many rascals are preaching. There is no standard thing. So it is very difficult for us to give us the right thing. But we are frightened because we are not treating people. So it may take some time, but people are gradually coming to Krishna consciousness. Because this is the right thing. So Varnasama Charvata Purusena Parapuma, this is the beginning of actual human life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately replied, Iho bhajjo aage kaho. Iho bhajjo. Bhajjo means this is external. This will not very much help at the present moment. But actually that is being that. Just like we are preaching in the Western countries, if we wanted to establish varnasrama dharma in the beginning, that you become brahmana, you become grihastha, you become sannyasi, no. Then everyone could have rejected. So we are not prepared for this purpose. But the process introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is a sanction, it is Shastra. Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Paro Devanam. This is standard, therefore. Because we gave them the chance of hearing, they gave them. Not that immediately you become Brahman. Now they are becoming more than Brahman. Here in India, the Brahmana, they are doing everything still, they are going in the name of Brahman. But here, these European Brahmanas, American Brahmanas, they are real Brahman. Because they have given up all sinful activities. The Brahmana's life is first of all truthful. Truthful. Satta sama dhamma pratikha. Controlling the senses, controlling the mind. Perseverance. And simplicity. Full knowledge. Application of knowledge. Belief in the Vedas. These are the symptoms of Brahmana. Satta sama dhamma pratikha ajyamam. Astikam, jnanam, vijnanam, brahmakarma, svabhava. So, if we take to Krishna consciousness, these brahminical qualifications automatically come. Just kasti, bhakti, bhagavati, akinchana, sarvai gunai tattva samasati. This is the test. A devotee shall be qualified with all the godly qualities. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you induce people, because his mission is to propagate this Vedic culture all over the world. He is not confined within some limited area. Prithivite ase jato navaradi gram. As many villages and towns are there in the world, his mission is to be preached there. So, if we, in the beginning we say, you have to become a Brahmin, first of all. So you have to become a Brahmin. Our people are not becoming Brahmin. They say this is nonsense. Let us become Shudra. So that is not possible. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Iho Bhajya Aage Kaho. And then, Ramananda Raya suggested Karma Mishra Bhakti. Then Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Bhakti with jnana, mixed with jnana, process of jnana, speculative, philosophy. And bhakti mixed with karma, karma-kandiya vichara. But real bhakti is jnana-karma anabritam. It must be untouched by the process of jnana and karma. It should be spontaneous. Spontaneous. That is bhakti. Annavilasita sunnam jnana karma adanabhritam anukullena krishna. Spontaneous means when we shall rise to the platform that here is a service for Krishna. Let me do it. Just like Yudhishthira was advised by Krishna that you just go to Dronacharya and speak him lies that his son is dead. Yudhishthira hesitated. Oh, how can I speak lies? I never done it in my life. This is karma kandiya vichara. He is looking after his own benefit. Karma kandiya vichara means I do something and I profit. And I enjoy it. I do some sacrifices, I become elevated to the heavenly planet, and I enjoy it. This is karma kanda. And jnana kanda means that this world is false. Brahma sattva jaramita. Therefore, let me merge into the Brahma intelligence. Nidhved brahmanukanda. This is jnana kanda. Nidhved brahmanusanda. But bhakti means jnana karma anabhritam. One must be free from this karma kanda vicha and jnana kanda vicha. There must be pure devotee. What is that? Anupalena krishna anusilanam. Simply to carry out. So, it was the duty of Yudhishthira to immediately, what Krishna said, immediately to executed. But because he was on the karma kandiya, of course they were all devotees, but just to show us, the karma kandiya vichara, they hesitated. Just like the Brahmins, who were Jagrik Brahman, who was performing sacrifices, and Krishna's friend became hungry. So they asked Krishna, we are hungry, please arrange for some food. Krishna said, yes, you go immediately there. The Brahmins are performing jagas and ask them for some food. They went, but the Brahmins refused. Oh, the jagga is not yet performed. How we can give it? No, no, don't talk. So they came back. Then Krishna said, go to their wives. The jagging Brahman putni, go to their wives. And as soon as they went to the wives, they heard Krishna saying, you are very much beloved to Krishna. Immediately, whatever was there for the jagga, immediately they brought to Krishna. This is bhakti. And the jagging Brahmanas were in the Karmakanda platform. But they are devotees. But when actually it was performed, what is that verse? So, this is bhakti. Bhakti means spontaneously responding to Krishna. That is, there is no, therefore, it is transcendental platform. It is not on this material, the material platform, karmakanda janata. Bhakti is above. Manchabhya vichari bhakti yogina jati bhakti. Sagunan samadhita itan brahma bhuya. Transcendental path. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that this karmakandya vichar, that is also nice, those who are in the too much bodily concept of life, but it is very difficult to raise these people to the karmakandya janakandya vichar, in these days especially. They have become so fallen that it is not possible for them to raise them as a karmakandya, jnanakandya or yogic process. This is not possible. That's when this aspect is said, kalo nasteva 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 gatiranmatha. If you follow karmakandya vita, jnanakandya vita or yogic process, it is very difficult. Therefore, the only process is Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yokevalam. Kalo nasti, vanasti, vanasti, gatirannata. And Narsamdas Thakur says that karmakanda, jnanakanda, sakali visher bhanda. Amrita bolya jivakhar. So suppose karmakandya, vichar, you get elevated to the heavenly planet. That's all right, by karmakandya vichar. But what Krishna says about this elevation? Antavattu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpumena. Antavattu phalam tesam. These results derived out of karmakandya janakandya. They are temporary. Of course we do not know what kind of temporary. But temporary means even if you live for many millions of years, that is also temporary. Because you are eternal. Somebody is living for 1 year, somebody is living for 1 minute, and somebody is living for 1 million or more than that. Just like Brahma's life. Sahasra yuga padyantam marhajyat brahmanovi. That is also temporary. Our problem is to get our eternal life again. Yadgatyana nivartante tadbhāma. But this is the problem. One should go to such a place that he will not have to come back again to this temporary world. So karmakanda, jnanakanda means you can be elevated to the heavenly planets by karmakanda process. Or even to the Brahma planet, Brahma loka, Satya loka. But what Krishna says, Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravarti nojyam. So that will not give us the ultimate benefit. The ultimate benefit is Maam Upeta Kontiya Dukkhalayam Sasatam Nasubanti Mahat Sansiddhim Paramahat. That is much. One has to go back to home, back to God. That is the perfection of life. His human life should be utilized for going back to home, back. But they have no idea, they do not know. So what is God? Where is the back to home, back to God? And nothing, no education. Although the knowledge is there in the Bhagavad Gita and other sastras. Everything is there. But we have become so fool that we take Bhagavad Gita and comment in a different way so that people may not understand. He does not understand himself. And how he'll explain? Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasya yogamāya samāvṛta. Because without becoming a devotee, nobody can understand Bhagavad Gita. That's the fact. So one may be a very good scholar, ABCD. But the ABCD knowledge is not sufficient to understand. Bhaktosi, priyosi, rāsaṁ leta duttam. Simply by erudite scholar's sake, you cannot understand. Then Krishna would have selected somebody else. He is scholarly advanced. But he was selecting Arjuna, although he was a soldier. He was not a Vedantist, he was not a Brahmana, but he was ordinary soldier. Maybe royal family. A Griyaspa. But he selected why? Bhaktosi. Because he was devote. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is still understood by devotees from the very beginning. So one has to become devotee of Krishna. Then we can understand the teachings of the Vedas. Vedas means Vedaisya Sarvayahameva Vedam. Anywhere you go, either you Bhagavad Gita is also Vedic literature, Bhagavad is also Vedic literature. Either you take directly Vedas, Ishopanishad, other Upanishad, the ultimate goal is to understand Krishna. Vedaishka Sarvai Ameva Veda. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to give Krishna. Krishna se Kumar Krishna Ditepa. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Vaishnava Thakur Tomara Kukur Boliya Jana Homore. He is presenting himself. My dear sir, Vaishnava, kindly accept me as your dog. Dhaita, what is that song? You forgot? Krishna se Tomara Krishna Ditepa. Tomorrow is Adityas. This is a fact. If you want Krishna, then you have to approach a pure devotee of Krishna. He can deliver. Vede Siddhullava Adullava Atma Bhakto. If one is Krishna devotee, he can deliver Krishna. Take it. Here it is. That is a special prerogative. Devotee. Kontiya Pratijani. Krishna is advising Arjuna because he is devotee. That he declares. Name Bhakta Pranastha. So he could declare himself. No, he wants to declare everything through his devotee. Nimitta Matra Bhava Sambhasa. He wants to see that Arjuna becomes victorious. Although he was conducting, actually he was doing the victorious work. So in this way, Krishna Bhakti, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti, if we simply invoke our Krishna Bhakti, that is practice of life. Samara, therefore Rupa Goswami says, that jena tena prakarena mana Krishna nivritaye. Samara, just be absorbed within your mind about Krishna. Samai mana Krishna padarum. Somewhere, it doesn't matter, we should. And another place, Rupa Goswami says, Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavitamati Kriyatam Jati Kutopi Labhat. Purchase is Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavitamati, Krishna consciousness, if it is available somewhere. Tatya laulam ekamullam. Na janma koti ni sukriti ni labhati. So, this Krishna-consciousness moment is very rare thing. But by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is being distributed all over. Free. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace. Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradaya. If we adopt the method of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can distribute what Krishna Prema, love of Krishna, knowledge of Krishna may be distributed. The scholars and the pandits may can understand. But love of Krishna is divine. That is different. But the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing love of Krishna. Krishna Prema Pradharati. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradharati. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Seno. So, if we follow through the path chopped out by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Krishna also, although it is very difficult to understand Krishna. Manushtanam sahasvesu pasidhyata tisidhaya yadatama tisidhana. But through the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to follow the six Goswamis. Because these six Goswamis were directly instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread this movement. He instructed Rupa Goswami continually for 10 days in prayer, Dasasrama and Ghat. He instructed Sanatana Goswami for 2 months in Banaras, and they have given us this invaluable literature. There are so many other literatures of which the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu we have translated into English, Nectar of Devotion. So try to follow this book. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti, Narsimha Thakur is singing. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti, Kabehamo Bhujava Se Jugalati. The Sahajiyas, they immediately try to understand the love affairs of Krishna. That is Sahajiyas. Here we have to take instruction from Narsimha Thakur. First of all, we have to take the mercy of Rupa Raghunatha Goswami. Then, if there is our luck is good, then we can understand what is Radha Krishna play. It is not a thing to be understood by the common man in the bazaar, Radha Krishna. Therefore, in spite of hearing Radha Krishna here for many, many years, they remain in the same position. Not a single step forward. What to understand Krishna? Because they do not try to understand Radha Krishna through the chariot chopped out by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Goswamis. You must know, Radha Krishna is not everywhere. Radha Krishna Pranayavikiti Allahadini Shakti. This is the manifestation of the Allahadini Shakti of Krishna. Krishna does not enjoy any material thing. The gopis and Nanarani, they are not these ordinary girls. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavi Tavi, Tavi Jayivani Jadupataka Prayasana. So, this is the process. We don't therefore advise people that immediately come to understand Rasbhira. No. We never do so. First of all, understand Krishna by the channel, by the proper method. Then, gradually, when you are actually purified, then you will understand Radha Krishna. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti, Kabehamo Bhujava Se Jugalati. They don't become sahajya to understand Radha and Krishna just like ordinary. They are understanding Radha and Krishna and they are inclined to so many nonsense things. If one understands Radha Krishna, his impulse for sex life, Vidurova Kama, immediately will be finished. He'll never think of as Jamana Sardis. Jadavadi Mamachitta Krishna Pada. You know this word? Yes, try this. Jadavadi Mamachitta Krishna Pada Ravindra. Jamana Sardis.
Tavam Sindhani Bhava Pankajani.
Now this verse, Jadavadhi mama chitsa krishna padara vinda nava nava samaran kumar. Jadavadhi mama vatanari khanname smadjamane bhavati mukha vitara sushtanishti. So this is the test. If actually one understands Radha Krishna, Dila, then they will forget forever the sex life of the material. This is the test. So our request is, don't try to understand Radha Krishna. Just worship Radha Krishna according to the Acham Vidhi. Then gradually Radha Krishna will please, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will please, and Swami was Purattam, Sevan Mukhi, He is Yubhag. When they are pleased by your seva, then they will reveal. Don't try to jump over to understand Radha Krishna. That will not help us. Thank you very much.